the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the
heart.
I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away our sin.
Praise it.
Now I pray.
It's a wonderful blessing to be here this morning, isn't it? If someone can get me a list of names, I see some visitors that I've never met before. And I'd like to acknowledge our visitors today. Good to see Sister Jackie D'Angelo and her son, and the young man with you all. That's Tanya's son. What's your name again, young man?
DJ.
All right. I got a nephew named CJ. I can relate to that. But we're glad to have Jesus here this morning, aren't you? Praise God. Most of all, here's where I met the Lord. Now, I heard a lot of stories. I heard a lot of things about Jesus. And I also heard some wonderful things. And
could I have some water? Excuse me.
Got a nice watch up here if someone wants to claim it.
I'll claim it.
No, please don't. It's the lady's watch, bro. We don't roll like that. All right, it's Shaney's? Okay. If it's Shaney's, that's all right. Not yours, Shane? Okay. All right. Well, it's up here. So I appreciate the Lord this morning. I got up to take prayer requests, and we're going to receive an offering. I'd like to welcome all of our visitors here today. See the smiles on your faces. I'd like for you to know the Spirit of the Lord is here for you to reach out and touch Him today. I appreciate God's love and mercy and His care for me. And I enjoyed the Bible study this morning. Something happens to me within when I hear people talk about the drawing power of God.
You already got some of your son.
Jacob is here today, too. I didn't beg him. I didn't ask him. He was born here. I shouldn't have to invite him, should I? I made him. I made him come. Years ago. But a few years ago, I sit on the tailgate of my truck and I said, Lord, man, I've been praying for this guy for a long time. I said, I know your power and you can deal with anyone. I said, but it just doesn't seem like prayer is working on this dude. And I've done a lot of praying. I said, but I tell you what, I'm finna turn a new page. And I'm going to turn him over to you. As I realized that I've been asking God to help him, but I was there to try to help God too. Now, go easy on him now. Go easy on him. You know, that's my baby. One day I got in desperation. I said, you do whatever you want to do. He belongs to you too. He's your property. God took care of him. Told me the other day, man, I feel so bad. I hadn't been to church with you. I said, could be the Lord. Could be the Lord. I said, hey, I know I can't force you now, man. So he's here today, hopefully, to get his warrant served. Got Brother Carl Vanderbond's family here. Good to have them today. And elders from Texas. Is that right? Okay. And Brother Isaac, how's it last night? Tester from Olathe, Kansas. So we're welcome. Welcome to the Spirit of God. Welcome to our church today. And when we say make yourself at home, go ahead, take your shoes off and relax. Because we really mean business around here. I appreciate this wonderful people. Appreciate the spirit I felt here this morning. And as I was relating to the Bible study, I felt the drawing power of God one day. All my life. And I didn't know which direction to turn. but he had his hand on me. And he led me here to this church in an unusual way. And God had been dealing with my life. And I didn't know it, Brother David. I didn't know it. I couldn't get along with people. I couldn't hardly function at work. Stayed up late at night doing my dope, sewing patches on my blue jeans, getting ready for the next day, or waiting for one of my homeboys to come by and say, hey, man, I got some new stuff. I mean, I just felt miserable, seemed like all the time. God was dealing with me. The Lord let me meet a young man that was going to church here, and he listened to me for about 2 weeks. And he finally told me, he says, hey, Bill, no one in this place talks to me. We were on the job. He said, no one here on the job talks to me. No one asks questions about God like you do. And he said, I want to tell you something, and I hope I don't scare you. He said, but God is dealing with your life. Yeah. Come on, man, explain that to me, dealing with my life. I don't know anything about God. And that question come up, why me? And I kept on questioning the young man. He said, well, the Bible says that God chastens those whom he loves. And he elaborated that on that. And in my thoughts, I wish he'd quit chastening me. Since that, 'cause that explains why I feel so bad. But I'm glad he didn't quit chastening me. I needed chastening. Now that I know he was chastening because he loved me, man, I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't take his hand off me. I'm glad he didn't leave me alone, Brother David. So I felt like a man running from the police, Brother David. I felt like a warrant was out for my arrest. But I was running. I was determined to run. God got me into a place where I surrendered. I knocked at the door and I said, I won't turn myself in. And here I am. It's all right. Can't get your bond. Can't get posted out. No bond on this. I said, oh, man. When God puts his hand on your life, that's not a bondsman that can get you out of this. Only heaven you can call and get it pre-approved and maybe fully approved. So I'm glad I'm here today by the drawing power of God. It's been his mercy and his love and care. We were singing a song, what, a week ago, that he has my world in the palm of his hand. That's where I want to remain. No one forced me to get up this morning. I got up with joy in my heart to get ready for church. Got up with a praise on my heart. I'm going to the house of God. Now, a few years ago, you couldn't get me to say that or do that. But I'm here by the grace of God this morning, by his drawing power. I'm glad he laid his hands on me. I don't resent, not one moment. I resent the troubles I was in, but God delivered me from those things today. I got a clean record today. They don't have my name down here at the county nowhere. But God delivered me from drugs and alcohol. Had mercy on my life, saved me, my wife, and my oldest son, all within 1 week. August 24th was my spiritual birthday. So I'm celebrating, still celebrating, the wonderful love of Jesus today. Aren't you glad for his drawing power? Where would you be today had God not drawn you this way?
Right.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When I first came this way, it wasn't popular in my ranks to serve God. The day I came here and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I had some homeboys waiting on me to bet on an NBA game probably. Drank some cold beer with them. They wondered, where were you that Sunday, man? I tried to get a hold of you. Bro, I was drinking something that I can't tell you about right now. I changed brands, fellas. I don't smoke them crawdads no more, man. God's opened up a new avenue for me. And they looked at me, man, you need to quit hanging out with this dude. Every time they come to my house, I tell them about Jesus. I gained some friends and I gained some enemies. I went to work for General Electric Company, took my Bible with me, brand new in God. laid my Bible up on top of my lift truck. Every chance I got, I was reading it. It was like a love letter to me. People began to tell the supervisors when they say, hey, go help Bill Daniels out. Go help him out. He needs some help over there. Get that rail car unloaded. Word got back to me. I don't want to help the dude because I don't want to hear about Jesus. So I had to work a lot of time by myself. Every now and then somebody come by. Say, man, you need some help? Just don't want to hear about Jesus. I hadn't quit talking about him since, Brother Dave. I won't stop for what he's done for me. I will not stop.
Come on.
I will not. No, I can't stop. He's done so much for me, I can't tell it all. He's been good to me. I'm glad I answered the call. I'm glad I heard his voice one day. Didn't the one tell me about the paychecks that God has? But one day I read his word. God's got some wonderful benefits, and I've received some of them. I've received salvation. That's a wonderful hope in this life. You know that? To have God in your life. Not only that, I've received a healing. Ask me why I love him. Ask me why I walk close to him. Ask me why I'm here today. Because in 03, I was diagnosed with a tumor on the brain. I went to work crying. This doesn't happen to me, Lord. This happens to other people. But I was diagnosed with a tumor on the brain. I went to work with headaches. I had medication. They'd already told me, gonna open your skull up. This medication don't work. I think I quit taking the medicine because it was prednisone. And I've been on prednisone. I've been on those steroids before. And I know the damage they could do. But I got earnest with God. In that time period, I had to go take another MRI. I said, I'm having some problems. I need to know something. The church here was praying for me. I was praying. Every service I was in, please help me get a hold of God. Go to fellowship meeting. I tell the congregation, pray for me. I've been diagnosed with a tumor on the brain. By the time I took my next MRI, they said, Mr. Daniels, we don't see anything for you to be alarmed about. Praise God. I praise God today. I'm glad he chose me. I didn't choose this way myself, brother. But God had a warrant out for my arrest. And I'm glad I surrendered. You know, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a party or a wedding. You just can't walk in here and crash this. You got to be invited. They had some folks here a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months. I don't know. They crashed one of President Obama's party. You remember that? It was in the news. You can't get in here like this. But God is searching. Scripture says the eyes of God roameth throughout the earth, searching for those whose heart is hungry toward him. You have a hungry heart this morning, then the eyes of God is roaming throughout the earth, searching for those whose hearts are committed to him. You want something from God today? Let me tell you, I found it. I found a better way. I used to think I couldn't enjoy life unless I had my dope, my Southern Comfort, telephone ringing. Hey, man, we on our way. A big party. Well, it's the biggest party I ever been in. I found joy. That's what I was looking for. I wanted joy out in the world. And I never found it. I couldn't get a half a pint of joy. I couldn't get a fifth. But one day I got a tablespoon from the wells of salvation. It changed my taste buds. I found a new comforter, not Southern Comfort, but a new comforter in the Holy Ghost. Joy and righteousness and peace in the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I found him today. My whole world is in his hand today. That's where I want to be. Let's pray. Someone here needs salvation today, need a healing, a touch for your body. This is the place. Sister Linda, you had your hand up? Lost their grandparents? For DJ and Natalie and their family. Okay, let's remember their need today. Yes. Sister Terry and children. Well, we'd like to welcome you today. Is this your first time here among us? All right, well, make yourself at home. Stay and have dinner with us. Get acquainted with us. Our doors are open to all God's people. Another prayer request, Sister Elsie. Your family? Okay. Brother Ray Weaver and Sister Weaver try to be here tonight. They've been sick a lot. Sister Lisa. Still a problem with your ears. God can heal that. Sister Thompson. Keep praying for them. Okay. All right. Here we go. Many strokes. Okay. Just remember that request. God is a healer. D'Angelo. All right, Jared and Williams family, okay. Sister Abraham. Okay, I'd like for the church to remember Jacob. He's still looking for work. He found some, but when the grass burned up, he couldn't cut yards no more, so be looking on to something else. But please remember Jacob in prayer today. Sister Fisher. Yes. Yes.
The Talley family. Brother Talley lost his sister last night.
Oh, brother. Okay. Let's remember the Talley family. Sister Leanna also. Any other needs, requests? Sister who? Watson? I didn't catch that name. Oh, brother and sister Wallace. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's remember them. Yes. Okay. Brother Ray Valdez. Let's keep him in our prayers. Getting ready for a test and probably some surgery. Anyone else got a need today you'd like God to help you with? Sister Wilkins. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's stand then. The ushers will come forward. We're going to receive an offering today. We know that our Heavenly Father holds us in His loving care at all times. We're never without His mercy and loving care. Heavenly Father, will you look on your people this morning, Lord, as we reach up to you? Heaven knows our needs, even before we pray today, the Talley family, Lord. Oh, God, we appreciate your loving care. Ask God to go with them today. Oh, God, Sister Abraham and her family today, Sister Elsie Ratliff and their children, that the drawing power of God will draw the children in, loved ones in that need salvation, for the well of salvation is open to all who will hunger and thirst after righteousness. We appreciate the wonderful plan of salvation of God today. Ask a blessing for our pastor, for Brother Smith, while he's away today. May God bless his ministry. God keep his love and care surround us at all times. Oh, God, what would we be without you? What would we be without your wonderful love, your wonderful care? We appreciate being in the hands of a loving God today. We're in the hands of a compassionate God today. Yes, we are. Have mercy on your people today, dear Lord. Brother Way and Susan Weaver today. May God reach down and touch their lives today. Keep your hands on our young people today, dear Lord, as we lift you up in worship and praise. We know that God will draw his people today. Appreciate the eyes of God watching over us someday today. We're in the treasure. His wonderful love and care means so much to us. Bless each one here today, Lord, that has a need, has something in their heart they'd like for you to take care of. By the mighty hand of God, we pray today. Wonderful Jesus.
Of her great sin. your soul was bound to die. But then she met the master who told her sin. And he said, if you just drink of this water, that frees
I was thinking about that. There's a river. I was thinking that, how do you know when God is dealing with you? How do you know when that spirit, that river is touching your heart? How do you know that? I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know, then I got to thinking about, you know, these rivers and lakes and things around here, they're confined to boundaries on both sides of where they flow. They're contained, and sometimes that water gets up so high it goes over the banks and it goes into lower valleys. But do you know the Spirit of God, the river of God, knows no boundaries? There's no boundaries of where it can go. You, no matter where you wind up at, that spirit, that flow of God's sweet spirit, that river can get over wherever it needs to go to get to you. And it can flow. There's no boundaries for it to be contained. So it can go throughout the whole world just to find you. And that spirit, what touches your heart here, is when your palms get sweaty and your mouth gets dry and you think something strange is going on here. It's the Spirit of God that is touching your heart. It's drawing you. You know, I know Brother Durham said earlier, and wasn't that a good Bible study? I love that. I love that. I love it when he gets up and talks and expounds on the Word of God. And so but I was thinking about those boundaries that they overflow and it gets down in your soul. And I remember Mother taking us, my brother and I, to church and making us go to church. And I'm glad that she did. I'm so thankful of that, because even then, I don't know where I would have wound up at without that. Kind of put a little bit of containment in my life. But I remember taking my Bible to school, and I really got ridiculed for it. People came down on me hard, Brother Daniels. You know, and I was just a young kid in school, and I'd go home and just cry because I didn't feel like that nobody liked me. But you know, the Spirit of God can make up the difference. He can make up that difference. He can fill that void in your life. He can make you feel like that you're one of His own. And He can make you feel so good. But I'm thankful for that I went through that. And I tell you why. It wasn't because of me carrying my Bible to school, but it was the experience that I went through of those ridicules helped me to be a little stronger. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that God put me through those things. I know later on in life, I backslid. And when I did, I went further. You know, I know a man falls seven times and he falls pretty hard. When you, all of a sudden, you lose your boundaries, man, you go everywhere. But I'm glad God called me back. I'm glad God had the mercy to draw me and to let me see this way. And God brought me back this way. But anyway, I just wanted to get up and expound on God, because